Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening again to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Okay, let us continue on talking about doctrine. You know, there are many of people who know many of the doctrines of the Bible, but they do not know Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. There are many people in the world that know many of the doctrines of the Bible, but they do not know Jesus Christ. Now, this is a big deal, because if we do not know Christ and we get our doctrines right, we are wrong, because all doctrine is to come out of knowing Jesus Christ. And in fact, it is possible to be a Bible expert and to have little faith or no faith at all in Christ. You can even be a walking Bible encyclopedia and be on your way to hell. Our faith in doctrine, like everything else that is not built on the life of Christ, will not save us. Let me say that again. Everything else, and our doctrine is included, that is not built on the life of Christ will not save us. We must believe and trust in the person that will be Jesus Christ, about whom our doctrine speaks. John really brings it home in John 5:38 and 40, when he said, "And you have not this word abiding in you, whom he has sent in him, ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me, and you will not come to me that you might have life." Did you get that, my friend? Nothing new under the sun here. Jesus told the Jews, the Sadducees, and the Pharisees, all of the religious folks, those who sought to kill him for breaking the Sabbath and for saying that God was his Father, making him equal with God. My friend, coming to Christ or knowing Christ will never do away with or contradict sound doctrine. Let me say that again. Coming to Christ or knowing Christ will never do anything with or contradict sound doctrine. Oh no, it will actually agree and affirm it. It will, it will complete it. It will approve it, and it will show it to be essential for learning. Remember, godly doctrine will always agree completely with the Bible. Godly doctrine will always agree completely with the Bible. And why? Well, there is only one truth, and his name is Jesus Christ. Doing and saying things out from ungodly people only reflects their ungodly doctrine and not really knowing Jesus Christ. You know, I am really amazed with some people, that I know or thought I knew who can act and talk a good game about being a believer, but in reality, when they are exposed for who they really are, they are not who they are, or even who they want to be, or even who they think they are. We know a lady, an older lady than us, who we thought was really walking with the Lord, had a real lady of prayer and of wisdom. She always seemed to roll from one disaster to the next, and always wrote it off as God working in her life, that God purifying her the more so that God could use her the more. When she would get into need, Karen and I would help her as we could. She came to our home group meeting, and for this we greatly honored her sacrifice for driving, a couple hours, one way. She usually spent the night, so we took really, really good care of her. But in the end, her true heart condition was exposed for who and what she really was. What she said she believed, her doctrine, and what she did was not consistent with who Jesus is and what God's Word says. To be honest, she was a very dishonest lady, wanting to curry favor with other pastors who really did not like us. Karen and I. In spite of our commitment to her, she was totally dishonest and showed her true colors when she was found out that she was secretly recording our phone conversations and sharing them with the pastors who did not like us. I guess it is true. Birds of a feather, they do flock together. My point is, she said one thing but did another. Her view of herself was she was a mature, a mature godly woman, but her character did not reflect the character and nature of Christ. Maybe it was because of the birds that she was flocking with, but for sure, her doctrine, as Jesus said, did not testify of him. You know, she thought, as Jesus said, having eternal life, and she had this birth from above, sound doctrine, but did and said things against Karen and I, trying to bring shame on us in the eyes of these other pastors and also a wonderful ministry in Africa. It is easy to see who has God in them, and we have to do is just let people be people, and in time they will expose themselves for who they really are. This is the way truth works, my friend. If I want to know about you, all we have to do is just go ahead and use the words of Plato. And Plato said, let him talk so that we can see who he is. Jesus said, something like that also. And I like Jesus' version a lot better. And Luke 6:45, Jesus says, a good man, now that would be mankind, that's woman included, of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, now listen, out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Make no mistake, my friend, the truth will come out one way or the other, by good or by evil words. Our words and our deeds and what we believe as doctrine must agree. Oh boy, this is important. Our words and our deeds and what we believe as doctrine must all agree. If not, we lie and the truth is not in us. If we use doctrine the way in which God intends doctrine to be used, we would use it as a teaching tool to help guide us into a personal knowledge of Jesus Christ. For example, when we hear that we must repent, it would help, it would help lead us into a repentance which has nothing to do with asking God to forgive us of our sins. Oh no, that is confession, or to agree with God what he is saying about us is true. But repentance is to about face. It is to stop going in one direction and go in the other direction. If sin is going to the left, we stop and we go to the right, and we march on in that direction. So if we hear we must repent, a good doctrinal practice indeed, requested to do 46 times in the Bible, but it must not merely become a part of a list of our doctrines to keep. Thus, doctrine is essential and God-given, but not as a replacement for the living person of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Doctrine is essential and it's God-given, but not as a replacement for the living person, Jesus Christ. Next week, we would like to begin looking at the long pole in the tent when we look at doctrines, and that will be, we will look at true and false doctrine. What makes something true and what makes something false? And I think that you will learn that true doctrine is more than agreeing with God's word. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have, you're understanding this. You're understanding this word, and it's just becoming a part of you, and it's changing you. We come to God as we are, but we're not supposed to stay that way. We're supposed to allow him to change us. Amen. And that is the same thing with our doctrine. Our doctrine is this direction or that direction, but if our doctrine does not reflect Jesus Christ, if it does not reflect the things in the Bible, then all that we do is wrong. God bless, and we will talk to you all next week more about doctrine. Amen.